Today's gospel, we hear Jesus speaking to us about fear. The basic message, in a way, is to say that we should have a healthy fear of God, but there is nothing in this world that we should be afraid of. And so today really invites us to reflect upon the role of fear in our life and the place that it has as a human emotion, but also the tendency for fear to lead in one direction or another. One direction meaning to become exaggerated and leading to a kind of paranoia, and another way leading to a healthy reverence and respect to God, and ultimately to a tremendous act of trust. In the first place, we should note that fear is a natural human emotion, which of course has a very valuable place. When fear helps us to flee legitimate danger, to run away or to seek shelter and protection from an imminent threat, which is real, in this case we can see the emotion of fear is something very healthy and good. On the other hand, we also know that sometimes fears can be imagined. Perhaps we can recall when we were children, there may have been certain things that we were afraid of, like the darkness of our basement, which really weren't rooted in a true rational fear, but rather in an imaginary one which existed in our mind, and as we grew older and came to realize just because there's no light on in the basement doesn't mean that there's somebody hiding there waiting to get me, the fear subsides and disappears. On the other hand, we also can note that fear is something which in our adult life, if it remains and becomes exaggerated, can lead people either to become paralyzed in fear, that they are immobilized and unable to move because of the impact of fear that they feel, or it can lead them toward taking some kind of drastic, unmeasured action as they strive to grasp and cling after whatever it is they think is slipping away from their fingertips. There's two particular passages in Scripture which talk about fear that I'd like to use as the basis for today's homily, and the first one being that the beginning of wisdom, or the fear of God, is the beginning of wisdom, or the beginning of knowledge. And this is going to be a very important principle, which is basically stating, if we acknowledge that God is the author of creation, that God is the author of life, then necessarily that turns us toward a posture of respect and reverence toward human life and toward creation. There's an acknowledgement that I alone am not master of my own destiny. I am subject to the power of Almighty God who created the earth and all that is in it, and ultimately all of which remains under His authority and ultimate dominion. On the other hand, if that aspect of the knowledge of God and the reverence for life and creation leaves us, the tendency is going to be for man himself to turn himself into a god. And this is something which we can already see in today's second reading, speaking about the transgression of Adam and the pattern of the transgression of Adam. Recalling that really the sin of Adam and Eve, of eating from the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, was really a sin of Adam and Eve being tempted to turn themselves into God, to wrestle authority away from God as the author of creation, and to be able to say, we are going to be the ones who get to decide what is right and wrong, and nobody, not even God, is going to be able to tell us differently. This pattern of the transgression of Adam is one which has subsisted throughout the centuries and is very much alive and well in our culture. We live in a culture that has no fear of God, that does not want to acknowledge the place of God, and therefore a culture which has ultimately lost the respect and reverence for human life and for the sanctity of life. As John Paul II described very well, it is a culture of death. And really it is a culture which acts out of fear of the prospect of losing life and of wanting to protect it. And ironically, it leads to all sorts of heinous actions, which really are placing ourselves in the spot of God and saying,